Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that leans so heavily into the fact that tomatoes are actually a fruit that it includes them in their fruit salad. I'm your host, Mike. And today, because one of my favorite podcasts, of course, everyone knows, is The Center Cut. And they say it's always better in the center. Well, there's more than the center. And I went out and found another set of podcasts. There's three, but only two of them could make it tonight. They are The Half Cut Podcast, all the way from Canada. And I would like to invite you guys on the show, sadly, that Patrick can't make it. But Swarty, which is Chris, and Anthony are here. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. How are you doing over there?
I'm doing well. Doing well here.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys on. Thanks. Why don't you tell the folks here, if you would like, a little bit about your podcast so they can get acquainted with the two of you?
Well, we've always had the idea for the podcast. It's a podcast set up to sound like you're having a couple of pints with your buddies, right? So we talk about everything, and we have a special guest usually every week. People seem to like it, so we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what my podcast is this week, because I am having at least a 12-ounce beer here with my new friends. One, Anthony here is drinking gin, Swarty is drinking beer, and I am drinking a Marvel Roast 8-ounce beer as well. Or 8% alcohol beer. There you go. Nice.
There we
Beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful. That's the sound of success there,
that's
my
right.
friends.
That's right, buddy.
The only thing I'm going to do right tonight. That's fine.
All right. Well, I was actually stalking one of their episodes, and they had an episode where they were talking about man crushes, which if anyone has listened to this podcast, there is no surprise that I have a man crush, several as well. So I decided to go through and pick a man crush from each of them in their episode, as well as throw mine in and bracket off man crushes. Sadly, Patrick's not here to defend his man crush, but that just means who cares? That means our delicious men will be able to go further and Patrick can... go on somewhere.
All the more man meat for us, boys.
Oh, yeah, the old man meat sounds delicious. I don't think you can buy that in the store. I've seen some of those soups where they say they have man meat in them, and they're pretty gross looking. But with that said, I am going to move forward with said whack bracket. But before I do, I probably ought to explain what a whack bracket is. For anyone that's never listened, we are asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters such as Swarty here, as well as Anthony. And we bracket off things with changing questions. So hopefully you get the idea. If not, you're going to get it soon because we're about ready to start with the first of our man crush bracket.
Woo!
We will start off with Burt Reynolds versus Jason Momoa. Who has the sexier facial hair? Who do you think, Swarty?
Going to go with Burt. Drives around in that car.
Yeah.
You know, he has a shot named after him. I enjoy the Burt Reynolds shot. If you've never had it, go and try it. It's
probably the best shot you'll ever have.
Yes, yeah. It is spiced rum, and it has a little bit of butterscotch in there.
No, butter ripple.
Oh, sorry. There's a big difference.
Butter ripple schnapps, yeah.
Those two things together make the perfect shot. So Burt Reynolds, facial hair, fast cars, sunshine.
You can tell he was born in the 70s.
Hey, now.
Hey, I was too. I was too. Now I'm rocking the stash too, so there you go.
80s, son.
80s.
Yeah. So who do you have in this, Anthony?
I got Jason Momoa. I'm a modern man. He's a big hunk of a man anyways, you know. Got all the facial hair going on. Got the eyes to go with it. Hey, I'm telling you. Yeah. Definitely the modern grizzly man, that's for sure.
So we have a split. And me being a child of the 70s myself, I'm probably going to lean where you expect, but I'm at least going to make an argument for both. As we know with Jason Momoa, it has been said he is a hunk of a man. He kind of looks like he stepped out of a Harlequin novel. And he's kind of like Fabio's younger, hunkier brother.
Fabio, I mean, the guy's, 2.0, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's a hell of a good-looking man, I have no doubt. But honestly, he scares me a little bit. I mean, he's going to manhandle me. I need somebody a little more my size. The Burt here, as we know, he really did, I would say, of mustaches of the 70s. Maybe Charles Bronson had an iconic mustache. I have a guy on, a good friend of mine from the Mustachio Podcastio, and he would probably hate me for the statement. But to me, for my dollar, the most iconic mustache of the 70s was Burt Reynolds. And he can pull off any style of mustache. He can go with a thin mustache. He can go with the Tom Selleck Furburger mustache. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they used to have one of the posters I remember. I was born in 71. there were two posters I remember growing up particularly. One of them was a Farrah Fawcett poster. The other one was a Burt Reynolds poster. Those were like the two iconic posters. And that Burt Reynolds poster, man, it is just like an instant panty soaker. The girls love that shit. And so to me, for my dollar, I think I'm going to have to go with Burt Reynolds on this one.
Oh, yeah. Since,
never don't get me wrong.
Not a bad choice. Not a bad choice.
Jason Momoa, good looking dude. Again, I've got nothing against him, but I lean a little more into the speed of a Mr. Reynolds. I like to drive the fast cars. Sweet. Hang out with Jerry Reed, run alcohol across state lines.
Mustache rides for everyone.
That's right. You get a mustache ride. You get a mustache ride.
Yeah. The Oprah of mustaches.
The Oprah of mustaches?
Sure.
At least it wasn't the Dr. Phil of mustaches. So,
no. You know,
that mustache is kind of creepy.
Yeah, that guy is kind of creepy.
Fucking A, boys.
So with that, we have Burt Reynolds going on to the final of this mini whack bracket we have. But we have to bracket off, of course, my man crush. And is Jack White your guys or Patrick's?
That would be mine.
All right. Well, this will be an interesting argument then, because we're going to bracket off Jack White from the White Stripes and the Rockin' Tours and about 37 other bands that got plays in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Versus the man, the myth, the one and only, the most beautiful man on the planet, Timothy Olyphant. And both of these guys are actually pretty big sports fans. And I was going to ask you guys, who do you think is the bigger sports fan?
Ant, you want to get this one?
I don't know a whole lot about Timothy Olyphant, other than he's a handsome bugger. But, I mean, Jack Black being from Detroit and all that.
Jack White.
Jack White? Okay, there you go. I obviously don't know much about that guy either, other than he's from Detroit. So, I would say him, you know.
All right, well, I'm going to jump in because I want to at least make an argument because I know who Swarty's going with. I'm totally biased as well. So, this is the problem with the Man Crush brackets. You know who we're going to go for here. If you've listened to any of their podcasts or my podcast, you're probably going to know who we go for. But the problem I have with Jack White, do you know the band The Cure?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack White actually looks like Robert Smith's younger brother or something. He's kind of pasty and pale, and he's got kind of the gross hair. you know, he does love the Tigers and the Cubs. I will give him some credit for his sports fanhood. He's had, like, collector's item bats. He has his own special line of baseball cards that he creates. So he is a huge fan. That said, and I do know he loves baseball. He shows up to games regularly, and there was one where he had to leave, and he actually came back for the 14th inning, even after being gone for a while. So the guy, huge baseball fan. However, my man Timothy Olyphant, huge Clippers fan, huge Dodgers fan. The thing that Timothy Olyphant actually did, he loves sports so much. For 2 years, he was a call-in guest as a sports announcer for free on a show in L.A. So literally, Timothy Olyphant is calling in your show for no good reason other than, I want to talk sports, and I'm Timothy Olyphant. So literally, he was the sportscaster. And here's a guy who makes, I don't know, I'm probably millions of dollars, low millions, definitely hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, being a damn sexy man. And yet he's taking time out of his day to call into a show just to talk bullshit about sports. To me, that shows passion, and that shows devotion. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Timothy Olyphant. And Swarty, I have a feeling I know where you're going, but I'm going to let you go there, and we'll see if we can derail the Jack White train and talk Anthony over. But
you already have.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I didn't know that he was into it all that much. You know what I mean? And not only that, he is way more handsome than that greasy Jack White guy.
Traitor!
I mean, there's no traitor here. Like, who puts Jack White on their man crush list? That's a dude. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I didn't know that Timothy Olyphant was that into sports. I didn't really know that Jack White was either, to be completely honest. I just took a stab at it. But I'm with the host. I'm in with the host with the most right now. So, good luck, Swarty.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You could talk us. Yeah, I talked to Anthony. Maybe you could sway him back. Maybe you could sway me.
I don't know. I just feel like Jack White has such a hold on Detroit and everyone in Detroit. Just because of his Third Man Records label that he has there, he presses vinyl. He's got all sorts of top-notch musicians in his bands, like you said, bands. And now when he actually goes to the stadium to watch Detroit, he goes onto the field and, you know, he's out there with the players. I don't know if he does that too much right now with COVID, but I've seen some pictures online, you know, him hobnobbing with the players during the game on the field. And he also is on, like, a men's men's league kind of team as well. So he takes time out of his day to go play with Joe Blow down the street. You know, it's no big deal to those guys. They're all from Detroit, right? So
he's got a league of his own.
Yeah. No pun intended. But I don't know the pun there, so someone enlighten me.
I was talking about that stupid league of their own.
Yeah,
it wasn't even
that.
A pun. It was just a bad reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't apologize. But that's the Canadians' job. But yeah, Jack White all the way, just because I've been in a Jack White cover band for the last 2 decades. I'm Meg, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So right. I'm the drummer of it, so I'm Meg. I don't know. I get it. But I'm definitely saying Jack White, just because he donates a lot of his time to charities too, so that's pretty big with me. Look it up. Look him up. Check him out.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure his charity work is great, but I can say this because he spends a lot of time in Nashville. I think he may actually live in Nashville now. He has a Third Man record down here in Nashville as well. So he does help the local musicians. He's huge in the local music scene. That's all fine and good, but we're not bracketing off who's a better person. We're bracketing off bigger sports fan. So to me, I'm sticking with Mr. Oliphant.
Me too, buddy.
All right. Damn it.
Next time.
A Jack White can take his pasty ass, greasy ass hair and take it back to Detroit or Nashville and help some struggling artist become the next Jack White. And I got to ask, Swarty, question. Name of your Jack White cover band?
It would be the White Blood Cells, named after, I think, their second or third album. I can't remember right now.
The more you know. I had no idea. So, you don't sing, though, right?
You're just No. Have you heard my speaking voice is terrible, so my singing voice also terrible.
Well, my singing voice is wretched, but I sing on these shows all the time. The episode that's actually coming out tomorrow, which will be November 9th, November 8th, actually, close to midnight, is you'll get to hear me sing a bluegrass version of a popular hair metal song. So there you go.
Sweet.
It's not something you really want to hear.
It's not that sweet.
No, it's really not. It's kind of sour, a little bit rotten.
Is it Pour Some Sugar on Me, like the stripper song?
It is not.
Ah.
It is not. No, but you will not be disappointed in the song we chose to do bluegrass style.
Just a little something from Dokken on there, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, we voted Dokken out. Oh. So yeah, that was one of my playing questions on the website. Sometimes I'll put a poll out there, and Dokken went up against Tesla, and Tesla won. So Tesla made it there. And spoiler alert, I won't ruin the show, but we agreed 100% that Tesla is the ugliest hair metal band that's ever existed. No offense, Tesla guys. Music is also dated. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
So with all that said, we have a final, and this is actually a pretty good final. I'm excited for this one. We have Burt Reynolds against Timothy Oliphant, who, by the way, let's give Timothy Oliphant some credit. Even though in the first round he didn't get this question, the man's mustache in Deadwood is glorious.
Certainly is. Most certainly. Oh, yeah.
So we have Mr. Reynolds, Mr. Oliphant. This is going to be a question of which one of these guys probably, I'll let you angle the question however you want, but I know how I'm going to angle this. Which one of these two would take you to their secret celebrity hangout if they were hanging out with you that night?
Burt Reynolds.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, you get deep in a couple bottles of liquor with that guy. I'm sure that he would probably take you back, party it up, grab some fancy ladies on the way, too. Oh, yeah, for sure. I could see him doing it. Whereas I think Timothy Oliphant there would be a little bit more uptight. I don't know how loosey-goosey he gets, but I know Burt Reynolds has definitely partied in the past.
Okay.
That's who I'd want to go with anyways. I think Burt Reynolds would be a fucking blast. It probably wouldn't be for the faint of heart either, I'll guarantee you that. You know, you'd hear some racy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You might catch a disease you didn't know existed.
Hey, you know what? Modern science is a wonderful thing. I'm sure they can take care of it.
I don't know. There's still some viruses they have not conquered. I'm not even taking... Yeah, I've used this joke before, but probably Burt Reynolds is the guy that you're going to go out and catch COVID-20 with.
Oh, yeah.
What a way to go out, though.
You're not wrong. So, Swarty, what do you think?
I'm going to agree with... I don't know if you agreed already, but I'm going to agree with Anthony, with Burt Reynolds, because, you know, he's got the cars, he's got the money, he's already got the lifestyle. You know he's got connections. You know, you can get anything from that guy, including herpes. So, yeah, might as well go with the Ren.
All right. Well, my vote, sadly does not matter in this round, but that's okay. You know, Mr. Oliphant here, he's a great dude. He's actually a lot funnier than people give him credit for, and he seems like an all-around good dude. He does seem like a guy that probably you'd be hanging out with, and he'd be like, hey, man, come on, let's go check this out. But yeah, Reynolds, I think, Reynolds may not take you there because the place Reynolds is going is full of, like, hot chicks and and even hotter disease. But yeah, Oliphant probably takes you to some kind of, like, underground, just chill place. Dirt Reynolds is taking you to the High Roller Club. You know, he's taking you where you can get the buffet at the strip bar.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see Sally Fields doing a strip number or something. You'd be like, oh, wow.
strip number after a couple of bumps, probably. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who orders chicken wings at a strip club? You got to lick your fingers and everything? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a thing, man. It's a thing. Yeah, chicken wings. And yeah, we had Movies on the Rocks guys on here. And apparently there's a place, I think in Texas, that has Great Angus Burger at a strip club.
So wow. Well, hey. Got a passionate chef back there, I guess.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't eat at a strip bar. But you know,
hey, if it's a high class enough place, you never know. Maybe it's good food.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, I've never been to one of those places.
I don't know what goes on inside there. But yeah.
Sorry's got his own seat front row. Yeah. Yeah. You can't even look and talk about London without him fucking starting to drool about the Peelers. This guy's going to the ballet every weekend.
Yeah. He's actually such a big customer. He has like the little name placard in front. It's just like reserved for Swarty.
Yeah.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
All the girls. Yeah. All the girls stop dancing. Swarty. For sure.
Good tipper. He's a good tipper.
Yeah.
Only it's just the tip, so don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, when that's all you got to give.
Wow. That got hot quick. So with that said, I think we are going to be sadly not in 100% agreement, but we do have at least a majority on Burt Reynolds being this week's Whack Bracket champion. This is, again, a mini episode. We're not going full because the good news is I'm going to have these guys on for a second episode. You'll get double shots of the half cut. So in that way, you get the full cut over the course of the next month or two. So all that said, again, thank you guys so much. This is a lot of fun. Anthony and Swarty, sadly, Patrick was not able to make it from the Half Cut podcast. But before we go, I'm going to let you guys pitch your social media platforms, anything else you want. Tell people how to reach out to you and whatever.
Cool. Well, we're at Instagram. We're on the Twitter now. And we got the Facebooks. At the Half Cut, just search us with the at symbol there, you know, all those fancy lettering things. And we're not on YouTube yet. Where are we, Anthony? On where can you find us to download our podcast?
Apple, Stitcher, what's the other ones there? Spotify's.
Amazon Music.
Oh, yeah, Amazon. Yeah, that's another one for sure.
iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, everywhere.
There you go. Yeah, this guy's just out there spreading it out.
Yeah, he's like the COVID-19 of fucking podcast distribution here.
Him and Burt Reynolds just getting it out there.
That's right. You guys are creating your own disease, so congratulations, Swarty. But with that said, thank you guys again. I'm going to pitch my social media platforms real quick. I am on the Instagrams and the Tweeters and the Facebooks, all at Whack Brackets, at Whack Brackets. And then you can also reach out to me and send me an email directly if you don't want to reach out on the Instagrams, et cetera, et cetera. You can reach me anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to burtreynoldsdisease@whackbrackets.com. I will get that. You can send it to jackwhiteisanuglydoughboy@whackbrackets.com. I'll get that. And actually, I need to say something quickly. I know Jack White, from what I've read, actually really likes to fight. Jack, if you're listening to this episode, I really don't hate you, buddy. You're in Nashville. You'll probably come, drag me out of my house, kick my ass. Nobody has time for that, okay? Save your time and effort for helping the community. Don't worry about some third-rate podcaster here that's being an asshole. So with all that said, thank you guys again for being on, and I guess we are going to say goodbye on this episode, and I'll let you guys say bye on the way out. See ya.
Have a good one.
Peace, everybody.